Gerard Glent, outdoor games. Are you a fan of them?
I never played in one, but yeah, I think I'd really like that. Yeah, definitely.
He wants it in Sunrise, though. He wants it to play it, or a Joe Robbie Stadium, whatever it's called, Sun Life Stadium now.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
How did you go about picking your shooters for that 20 shooter shootout win?
Well, we usually had a list of about four or five guys that, you know, usually a core list, and then after that, it was just sort of who was the closest guy to me in the bench.
Now, Gerard, be honest. At one point late in the shootout, did you actually say who hasn't shot yet?
The only reason I didn't say that is because I had my little lineup card in front of me, and as soon as the guy shot, I'd scratch his name off. So I knew who was left in there, but that was the only reason. If I wouldn't have done that, a lot of nights I don't do that. For some reason, I did it, but that's the only reason I knew we had guys left, which guys were left.
So how do you decide who's going to shoot a second time?
Just from the first time when they went, I thought they had a real good opportunity to score. You know, Jokinen had scored a nice goal, and then Buke said he had him beat clean, and he beat him with a good shot. So I thought the guys that were shooting the puck, especially because the ice was getting bad, that they had the advantage. So the guys that were shooting the puck did a real good job.
Gerard, I would have picked you to shoot, and it would have been over after 10.
Well, I mean...
But that's illegal.
Last time I shot, I beat Budaj and Fight, if you remember that, a year and a half ago.
Okay, how bad can the ice deteriorate during a shootout?
No, I don't think it's not as good as it used to be when they flooded it, obviously, but you were watching highlights from before when I seen a couple of years ago, but it wasn't that bad of ice. It's just that the more guys go down the middle of the ice and the skates go on in there and they're making grooves in the ice. So I think it's advantage when you're going late in a shootout like that, but shooting the puck is probably your best option because a couple of guys went in there and the puck was bouncing a lot on them, so they're coming back to the bench and the ice is getting dead. I don't know, I can't see it, but just from the guys coming back saying, to the other guys going.
Now, Gerard, is your team surprise you this year at all? Because you are surprising a lot of people north of the border here with just the success, the way the team's played, the wins, just how it's kind of all come together.
I just think it's like you just said, we stress. It's kind of 23 or 25 guys that have success, and we know with injuries and everything, and guys coming in and out of the lineup. But, I think our team has surprised me a little bit, yes, because they're working hard, competing hard, and we're involved in every game, and I think we're doing a real good job. That goes a long way with saying our goaltending has been great this year, but I think a lot of parts of our game have been real good in defense. It's probably better than I thought it would, starting the season. I think they're forward to beating and doing a really good job defensively. So we continue to win these close games. We'll have a chance to win every night. And I think the guys have a lot of confidence right now.
Gerard Glance with us, the head coach of the Florida Panthers, who may or may not be going through a reentry at certain periods during this conversation. When you find a good spot, I'm just going to ask you to stay there because it's fading in and out. There you are.
So, Gerard, you talked about your defense, and I don't think enough people have seen Aaron Ekblad to play this year. I think those of us that followed him in junior hockey understand what a great player he is, but one would think he's the consensus Calder Trophy winner as Rookie of the Year. Can you explain what Aaron Ekblad has done and how mature he is on the ice?
Well, from the rookie camp on this in the summertime, he's been outstanding. He gets better every time he goes on the ice, and I really didn't expect him to be as good defensively as he is. I mean, everybody knows he can get some points and gets the puck up the ice, and, he's got some offensive talent. But to do what he's doing defensively as an 18-year-old in the league, it's beyond me. I mean, he keeps going out there every night, and he's a solid, solid guy, and he's playing at least 20 minutes a game for us. So nobody looks at him as an 18-year-old kid on our team. I mean, he's just so mature and the way he acts and handles himself.
So where has that come from? Obviously, there's talent, but a lot of guys have had talent and not been able to play at that level at that age or at any point. So is it hockey sense? We hear all about hockey smarts.
Well, definitely. He's really intelligent defensively. Like I said, a lot of the kids coming into the league, they're 22, 23, 24 before they really pay attention to playing solid defense. Young players have a tough time in the defensive zone. But this kid, he reads the play real well. He's smart defensively and... maybe it's because, he's been an elite player all the way up. And he's a big, strong kid, and he can handle himself. But, taking that step to the OHL as an exceptional player, when he was, 14 or 15, mm-hmm. that probably made a big difference, too, because he's just seen the step in doing the same thing he's doing in the NHL as he did in the OHL. So we're real happy with his game.
You following your goaltender on Twitter yet? We seem to ask you this every time. We keep looking for an update.
No, I don't follow Twitter.
Gerard, you are one smart man.
Your goalie's a pretty funny guy.
Yeah, that's good. As long, you know, he's been fun, he's been good, and, you know, he's been a solid guy for us. So, you know, that's part of winning and having fun in hockey. Be a funny guy and enjoy it. Thank you. Feel confident, and he has fun and he enjoys the game.
How do you decide when Montoya plays then? I mean, Montoya got 2 points for you last night in Philadelphia, but knowing Roberto, he would want to almost play every night. How is that decision made? Are you involved in it? Who makes, and does number one make the final decision?
No, I mean, obviously I make the final decision.
So just going to get you to hold the phone again, because we seem to have some drop off here. Are you back?
Really? Yeah.
There you are.
Me?
Yep.
Yeah, no, Robbie Tallis and myself, we go over the goalie schedule and, you know, sort of just, you know, check up with it. And our schedule has been real good. I mean, we played the least amount of games in the league. So Roberto's had a lot of games and played very well for us. And we're just going to go with the hot hand for now. But we know it's going to get real busy in the near future. And then Monty's going to go in there and play a lot more games. So, you know, we'll just take it game by game and see where we're at. And, like I said, we're confident both of those guys when they play.
So how far in advance have you penciled starters in?
2 games. I mean, we look at the schedule. Obviously, we have only had 2 or 3 back-to-backs so far. Monty's played every back-to-back. So, you know, that's part of the, you know, I mean, Louis's not a young guy, and, you know, we don't want to overwork him and, you know, play him too many games. So most of those back-to-back, it's going to be one guy play one night and the next guy play the next night, and then we'll look at the schedule. But we're going to get real busy here in January and February, so that'll be a real task for us.
A couple of years ago in that MasterCard Memorial Cup final in Mississauga, a guy from Summerside went against a guy from Kincora, and now you're both in the National Hockey League as head coaches with Dave Cameron.
Yeah, no, it was fun. I mean, that was real fun because I won it that night, so it was great, but... Dave's a great guy, and he's going to do a good job in Ottawa. And, you know, he works real hard, and, you know, like I said, he's a good friend and a good person. So wish him all the best of luck in Ottawa.
But I noticed that neither one of you guys hired McLean as an assistant.
He didn't want to. He Doug's too big to be an assistant. He's too good for that, and he's either a president, GM, or a head coach, so he wouldn't take an assistant job.
But we want you to take him. You're missing the point. We're happy to let him go and work with you. And tell you exactly what you should do as an assistant trainer.
Well, I don't know. I don't know why you're worried about that. He does that now. You know, on those off days, the phone rings, and you know, the guy from Summerside phones the guy from Summerside, right?
How have the crowds been? How have the crowds been, Gerard, in Florida? Is it a challenge?
No, it isn't. You know what? We talked about it early in the season. You know, we're not going to worry about that. And, you know, they're getting better. I mean, the team's playing better, so it's going to get better, and we know that. So it's not a distraction at all, to be honest with you. I mean, people make a big deal of it, but our players come to the rink and we play hard. And, you know, it doesn't worry about the guys at all, not one bit.
Before we let you go, how long would that shootout have lasted if Heels and I were going head-to-head?
Well, it was 2 good goalies there. I didn't score many on Heels. He was pretty good. And you, I haven't played in the old-timers league in Summerside when you come home in the summer yet, so once I get in shape, I'll start and I'll check to see how good you are. But I know my son Jason scored a lot of goals in here.
Yeah. Jason's really good on Saturday. Then the Sunday part of it, he kind of fades out. Thanks for doing this, and all the best of the holidays and to the family and Mama.
Thanks, Scott. Scott, you too.